Go ahead.
I'd like to call the special meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, to order at 6:05. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
United States of America.
The Republic.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Here.
Ms. DeGennaro.
Excuse.
Mr. D'Onofrio.
Here.
Ms. Wadomski.
Here.
Ms. Kurtica.
Here.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Jim DiMartino. Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Sampson.
Here.
Quorum.
Okay, number four, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak?
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
I do have a written submission from Alderwoman DeGennaro, and she sent it to me and the town clerk earlier today, and she asked that this statement be read into the meeting minutes.
And just so, and just for the record, I did send a copy to each of you and to the members of the Charter Revision Commission, so they would have it as well.
And with your permission,
and,
I'll read
and it's that. Also posted. It's also posted on the meeting notice on the website.
Okay.
What about the public signpost?
not yet. We have to wait for a new coat of paint.
Okay. So her submission reads as follows. As I am unable to attend tonight's meeting, I ask the following be read into the record. First, I again thank the Charter Revision Commission for their commitment and diligence in this process. Second, I ask Corporation Counsel Marino to state on the record tonight his brief legal opinion as to the Charter Revision Commission's statutory composition. Third, I request regarding agenda item number 5, during discussion and prior to any action on the Charter Revision Commission's final report of proposed amendments to the City of Derby's charter, that the following minor grammatical and corrective items be considered for submission. Page 8, new section number 16, 11 lines down. Please consider inserting the word, quote, including, close quote, prior to, quote, on the website for the City of Derby, ... close quote. Page 28, new section number 50, 6 lines down. Remove the period after the word between and before the word October. Page 28, new section number 51, 3 lines down. Section should be 50, not 49, as the filing lists referred to in this section refers to the tax list from the prior section, paren new 50, comma old 52, close paren period. I previously thought so and double checked the current and previous charters. When we look at that section, that'll probably make more sense to us. Page 30, new section number 55, 8 lines down. Section should be, quote, 56, close quote. Current charter says 57. And wording, this section should be deleted. Sentence should read, the contract shall be awarded in accordance with the provisions of section 56, close quote. The bid awarding is discussed in the following section, which is the new 56, old 58. I previously thought so and double checked the current and previous charters. That concludes her statement.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else on the, good.
If you'd like to meet a, speak in response to what Alderwoman DeGennaro requested, I could do it as part of public participation. I could do it immediately following, whatever your pleasure is, Mr. President.
Sure, you could do it now if you want.
Certainly. So just to give the board an update on what I believe I copied everyone on the emails so that you were informed. A constituent had challenged the composition of the Charter Revision Commission by sending the city a notice to cease and desist any and all activities related to the Charter Revision Commission, claiming that the composition violated the statute because the statute limits the number of members of the commission to be no greater than one-third being people that hold public office, any other public office. And it was her position that the membership included more than one-third of people that held other public office, because she included within her count members of the Democrat Town Committee and Republican Town Committee. And when you added those commission members to the total count of people that hold other public office, the number exceeded the statutory threshold. I received the complaint, I researched the complaint, and I responded to the complaint. I believe that the opinion that was attached to my letter to her that was written by Judge Truglia out of a matter, I believe it was dealing in Adam Brookfield, addressed the issue that town committee members of a political party are not public officers for purposes of this inquiry. So when you look at the composition of the Charter Revision Commission, taking that legal analysis into account, the Charter Revision Commission was properly constituted and its actions were done appropriately. So I'm just gonna end it there. I'm not gonna go forward unless anyone has any questions about anything else. Okay.
Great. So anybody else in the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is closed. Number five, final report of Charter Revision Commission approved 8/25/2020. Discussion and possible action on the final report of proposed amendments to the Charter of the City of Derby pursuant of to Section 7-19-191D of the CGS.
All right, Mr. President, it's Vince Moreno, Corporation Counsel. I am going to share my screen. You should have on your screen a copy of the redline version of the proposed revised charter. The Charter Revision Commission met on Tuesday evening. They adopted all of the proposed changes that were presented by the Board of Aldermen. And I suppose the exercise tonight would simply be to adopt the proposed revised charter as currently presented. However, just to ensure that we capture what Alderwoman DeGennaro sent, I'm just quickly, I believe we should just quickly go through that and make those changes so that we know the final version includes those. I consider these to be ministerial grammatical corrections, and therefore they do not require us to send this back to the Charter Revision Commission for further action. So we're gonna go to section. Yes.
If you could, on your way scrolling, if you could just stop in section 13, because the Charter Revision did correct one other thing that was pointed out at the meeting.
I told you this was going to be a tag team, Mr. Clerk. Mm-hmm. So stop me when you need to. All right.
Right there.
Right here.
As you see in line four, it says, including members of the Board of Aldermen / Alderwoman. That was inadvertently left out the last go around. It was just a typo. And then in the last line, all their women needed to be added in there. So it was just corrected. All their women was added in both places, but in the middle there, it was left out. So that was the only thing that's different that the Charter Revision Commission did that was different than what you had seen previously.
Okay, so again.
Other than the items of Attorney Marino's gonna talk about that, all their women DeGennaro raised. But that was it there.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. All right, so the first section is gonna be section 16. Section 16 is 11 lines down, including prior to on the website. So she would like to say, said clerk shall cause ordinances of said city to be published according to law, comma, including on the website for the city of Derby. Now I'm putting that on there, Mr. President. Obviously this is a recommendation of one of the older women. It is, again, it's a stylistic ad. You as a body can accept it or reject it. I would suggest for an abundance of time, to save time, if you want to vote on these as we are advancing them, you know, if do you want to make this change, to add the word including? If that's the will of the body, we'll leave it in. If it's not, we'll delete it.
Sounds good. I'll make a motion to accept including into the
Section 16.
Section 16.
So moved, Rob.
Rob seconded it.
Okay, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Oh, sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, we're going to go on to page 28, new section 50.
Alexa.
Where are we? Sorry, I put my mouse in the wrong spot. All right, here we go. 50, remove the period between, after the word between and before October. So October is here. Oh, right here. She would like us to take out this improperly placed period. So that's fine. Now you're gonna kill me on a space also. No.
Put it on the account. Don't worry.
Don't worry. That's right. We have enough. All right. You know what? When that squeezes together, we'll remember to fix that. I'm gonna. The following are typographical or grammatical changes. So, Mr. President, I think we can do all these together. So that was number 51. Section should be 50, not 49, because this is commissioner subject to the section and filing under provisions of 49. This is really referring to this section here. So this is just a correction to 50. And then new section 51 we did. And then last one is 55. 55 should be 56, not 57. So what I did on this one is, maybe she had not seen this. This seems somewhat, so she's saying it should be 55. She said it should be 56.
No, on the bottom. If you go down a bit more, I think it's there again. Oh, you did it both, yeah.
Yeah, so this one I think was referring to its own self when I looked at the original charter. Was that correct, Mark, or not?
Hold on 1 second. Let me grab it here.
Because it made no sense to me to say we're in section 55 or 57. Go to section 57. So that's why I changed it to this section. But if I'm wrong, it's only because I've read this thing too many times.
Right.
I think what she's saying is,
but she's saying, here's 56. The contract should be awarded in accordance with section 56.
Yeah, and then it's on the bottom there. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what she means.
The contract should be awarded in accordance with provisions of 56, which is the bidding process.
Right.
So what she's saying is procedures for making certain purchases sealed bid. All right. So what she's saying is that it's reject that. reject that, and we're going to change that to 6. She said, because this is now referring to the bidding process, which is the following section. And then any provisions of the next section, the bidding section. So we're going to do the same thing here. We're going to reject insertion. We're going to reject deletion. And we're going to 56. Right? Did it say 56 originally?
It did, yeah.
It did, yeah.
Oh, great. One less change.
No. Yeah, but that wouldn't have been right.
Is she asking for that or just the first one to be changed?
I think she just said the first one. So maybe this
8 lines down. The wording should be deleted.
I think it's just the first one that was changed. And then maybe this one can stay this section.
I think so. I think that's probably correct.
All right. Any provisions of this section? That's fine.
Yeah, I think that this section part would be okay.
Okay. So that captures what I'm styling the grammatical corrections or ministerial corrections, Mr. President. So we just need a motion to modify section, new section 50, new section 51, and new section 55 to make those grammatical corrections.
I'll make that in the form of a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Rob.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. President, unless there's any other comments, I don't believe there's any further business on the charter with respect to changes. I believe you just need to adopt it as presented to move the process forward.
All right, so we'll move them. Are we move to number 6 or we're good with number 5?
No, number 5, number, oh, go ahead, Counselor, sorry.
No, go, please go ahead, because I don't have my agenda in front of me.
Okay, so number 5 is the final report. So pursuant to section 7-191D of the Connecticut General Statutes, at this point, that their report is final, and now you can either accept it in whole, reject it in whole, or reject like parts of it that you don't want.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we accept it in whole. Do I have a second?
Second, Ron.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, number 6, submission of the proposed amendments to the city charter to the electors. Move to submit all proposed amendments to the charter of the city of Derby dated 8/25/2020 to the electors of the city of Derby at the regular election on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, pursuant of section 7-191E of the CGS. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rob.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it, Camille.
Okay. Any discussion?
So,
all in favor?
Hang on, Joe.
Okay, go ahead, Charlie.
Charlie, just for discussion.
Go ahead, sir.
Because we don't have the list of questions tonight, my only question is to Rob. We rejected the mayor being termed as a full-time position. Did that come back to this board, or is that out because we rejected it?
Did we? I don't think we rejected that.
We didn't reject that.
We did. No, we just said it's going to be full-time. There might not be a salary increase or this and that. We're just terming it full-time. That's what we ended up last week.
Right.
I'm going to have to go back to Mark. Mark, did we not write reject next to that?
No. The one you rejected, it was near it on the list. It was near it on the list, but the reject was the items that were rejected was the
alders.
The alders.
He called
and board the of alders. From board of aldermen / alderwomen to board of alders. And okay. and also to change the name of the thing to legislative body throughout. Those were the only two things that you rejected.
All right. No further discussion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, okay, Mr.
So now you have one more item that's not on the agenda, but you have one more piece of action that you need to take, and that is to establish the questions for the Charter Revision Commission. So we need to have a special meeting.
You can't do it, I thought.
If I, yet you're right, Mr. D'Onofrio, and if I could finish, I'll explain. They're not on the agenda tonight. The now that we have the report that you finished, and we'll develop the draft questions for your consideration, and pursuant to section 7-191E, the next section in the general statutes, you can submit them to the electors in one question or more than one question. So that's something you're going to have to decide next week, because again, we have to get it wrapped up by next week, but we didn't want to put that on the agenda tonight because the questions were not ready, and hopefully we'll get them to you either this evening or first thing tomorrow, and request that you have a meeting either Monday or Tuesday of next week so that we can get that squared away.
Very good.
We wanted to make sure you had time to review the questions so that they can be properly formatted and before you at a duly called meeting for that sort. So we'll be happy to send those out, and then that should be a relatively quick meeting, but it does need to be done pursuant to statute.
Mark, who forms those questions?
You have to adopt them. So typically in the past, Corporation Council and the staff have put together the questions for your consideration.
Right. Technically, you form the questions, but we help you by giving you a draft. And if you want to make changes at that meeting, you can make changes.
Right.
So if there's interest in, you know, that, you know, typically what we've done in the past is basically you have one question that is mostly either technical changes, language changes, or items that are not controversial and have consensus. So they're kind of all in one. There's a bunch of small things, for lack of a better way to put it, in one big question that there's probably not controversy on. And then the major issues you would probably separate out. And if they were related, you might put them all together, you know, by topic or something along that line. So you have larger issues, perhaps just observing you have larger issues that would be like the 4-year term instead of 2 is probably an issue that most people would consider to be a larger change. The designation of the mayor as a full-time position is another larger, probably where people might agree or disagree or have differing opinions on.
So that would be
And so if you chose to have those as separate questions, you could do that. Also, I guess the issue of designating the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen as the superior body of the city, that is an issue I think that, you know, had different discussion at the Charter Revision Commission, which would probably elevate it to the level of a separate question so that people can vote yes or no on that without affecting the other questions, because they're all kind of separate like that. And there may or may not be others that you feel are important enough or even controversial enough to have a separate question if there were issues of that nature.
Charlie, so if you send us the 10 questions or 9 or whatever it is, and we have a special meeting next week to either keep them separate or combine certain questions out of those 9, which i.e. probably just the grammatical questions, then we'll decide that next week.
Correct.
And then Can we have that meeting just the aldermen, or do we have to have the public come to that?
No, it's got to be a public meeting.
So I would like to have that. I would like to have that meeting together, like in a room.
On Zoom. No, I understand what you mean. You could. The executive order would, I believe, still allows you to, if you want to meet and have a closed meeting, you have to A, be able to socially distance yourselves, and B, you have to be able to broadcast live the meeting so that the public has an opportunity to view what you're doing in person. So you can meet in person without opening it up to the public, but you have to broadcast it live as you're doing it. So I don't know if you have the ability to do that via Zoom.
Yeah.
Where you're located is probably somewhat academic, as long as the public gets to watch and participate live.
Charlie, can we do that, you think?
No, I don't think so. Not a town hall. And you still have to have a medium for the public to interject. So town hall is not equipped for that.
How about at the Payton Fieldhouse?
Probably same difference, Tom. We could probably, if there's a camera there and we could show what we're doing, that meets the criteria for the public to see what we're doing. But we'd have to set up a special email, let's say, for the public to interject during the public portion and or prior to the meeting, any questions or concerns that we would have to address, which probably wouldn't be capable of being done.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All right, so we'll be in touch to pick a day next week so we can get together and have that meeting. And I'll reach out to everybody and find a day that's good for everybody.
Very good.
All right. Mr. Sill, number 7.
Motion to adjourn, 6:32. Good job, guys and girls.